Blog Talk Radio.
Basically,
I'll give the information if she's going to be on or not. But my Facebook page basically is at www.facebook.com/groups/ChicaShowBlockTalkRadio. So just add it on there, and I will give you some more information about it. Before we go on, I'm going to take a little, I'm going to take a break right now, and so therefore I'm going to go ahead and start going on about the show about rejections. So if you want to call in, if you want to listen in, just please call, or go to blogtalkradio.com/ChicaShow if you want to listen in through there. Or you could call in at 1-657-383-0357. And if you want to join in to talk, press 1 and I will hook you up and you could talk on there and, you know, spread your opinion, spread what you want and do what you got to do. So right now I'm going to take a break right now, and by the way, the music I just, you know, I still have, it's exactly the same as last week. I do apologize for that, but I'm going to go ahead and make some more music on there, so in the future. So please bear with me, and I'm going to take a break right now. Well, welcome back. That was Queen and David Bowie Under Pressure. That was a song I just put last week because y'all know that last week David Bowie has passed away recently with cancer, and you know, everybody knows that David Bowie was a good, you know, legend and a good singer and et cetera, et cetera. But let's put it this way, rest in peace, David Bowie. I mean, he's a good singer, so does Freddie Mercury. I mean, we never forget those two guys. I mean, they were both legends, so I mean, that's all I have to say. Anywho, please call in, if you wanna be a host or co-host, it's 657-383-0357. Please, you know, call in, and or you can listen in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Chica Show. Well, it's gonna go. I'm gonna go on here. Right now, it's 2016. So far, we're like close to the end of January, and recently, you know, right now, I'm attending school, so I'm learning more about little radio stuff, so and how the schedule goes and everything. So, if you think that I'm, you know, doing this like a radio show, then yeah, I am, because I'm practicing as a radio, actually a real radio host. So, okay, I want to go on because I want to talk, you know, out of subject here. But the main topic for the show today is called rejections. Rejections. Wow, that's kind of like, I don't know. Some people say it's vague. Some people say it's, you know, a good word to say. How we get rejected. You know, rejections, rejected, reject, you know, it's several terms to it, it's a noun, pronoun, all that stuff, you know, depending what we say in, you know, in terms. How we get rejected in lifetime, you know, life meaning like in relationships, friendships, or career, or finding a job. Or I forgot the one thing about it. What about going to school? I mean, so many high schoolers right now, you know, trying to get a job, trying to go to school to get to be something, and then all of a sudden they want to go to this one university, and how you call it, and they want to go, and then they, you know, they did the application, they did everything, then all of a sudden, you know, they get a letter from the school saying that they got rejected, they got denied or something. Well, it's a heartbroken thing. And to me, I must say the hardest thing ever in life. And yeah, I have been rejected in my life. And it's very difficult how we get rejected in certain things. Trying to get like, I mean, trying to get like a loan, or trying to get something, or trying to get a house or apartment. You know, sometimes you get rejected from that, which is very difficult. But what about love life? That's a good question. I mean, how many people out there, you know, trying to have a crush, got a crush on someone, but all of a sudden got rejected because, for what? What's the mystery about it? Well, according to the dictionary, rejection means it's informally known as reject. It's a refuse to grant, a consider, also refuse to admit and believe, or receive, or throw out as a useless, unsatisfactory. I mean, like I just said earlier about, you know, a high school student trying to go to a university that they want to go as their dream, or maybe their parents wanted to, you know, or, you know, and then all of a sudden they get a rejected letter for something. I mean, there's several ways why you get rejected. But who knows? But actually, for love, come on now. That's like wholehearted. I mean, yeah, I have been rejected so many times in life, and so she finding true love. I mean, girl, you know, as you know, average girl trying to get to their, you know, basic situation and everything. So, oh, we got a caller. If you got any questions, call in at 657-383-0357. We have a caller ending with 210-5225. Well, hello, caller. How are you this evening? You got anything to say about my lovely word rejections in life? Have you ever been rejected in life? Been rejected before. So if you have anything to say, caller, if you have anything about, you know, the word rejections, if you have anything to share about your life that you've been rejected, just let me know. Share it out. Well, I guess someone's being a little shy now. Okay. All right. Well, you know, I guess, you know, that's the thing about that, you know. And also, a noun rejected, a person or thing, it's a typical noun word. That's what I tell you about. And basically how we as people, as human beings in this life, we always get like that in everything. But why we always have to do that? I mean, there's several ways why we have to reject people, because either they're pedophiles, either they do something stupid, or they do drugs. Yeah, I'll reject them for a heartbeat because I don't like that. So basically, if you got anything, you know, I'm going to post this on Facebook and I want to tell everybody what you think about being rejected. If you haven't been rejected by a crush or a job or anything, just let me know. I would like to, you know, I like to read comments about it. And if you don't like it, you know, I mean, you don't have to be anonymous, but I'm just going to read it and then, you know, just go on to it, you know, even though this is the only show right now about it. But it's going to be outside of it, maybe like a couple of days. I'm going to like ask people about it, but I'm not going to put it on the show. Believe me, I'm not going to do it. But I'm just going to like just read over it, you know, give people some advice. You know, I'm trying to help out on everything. Yeah, I have a friend who has been that, but it's been very difficult in life. Really, I mean, it's like, oh my God, it's like, oh, it's like not too good. Okay, but anyways, for him to do certain things, you gotta be yourself to prevent to be rejected. Gotta be yourself. I told my friend about this. And the person that you find, I mean, you have the right to do that. I mean, you have to. I mean, if I were in his, see, those last couple of weeks when he introduced me with this person, I was, you know, that gutty feeling about it, and I was told, look, no good. Gotta reject that person. Why? Why did I say that to him? Because that person's up to no good. That's how it is. So, yeah, anything, I'm gonna be posting this on Facebook. Because I think it's a good question about it, but I'm not going to put this on the next show, even though this is the show I'm doing right now. But I like to hear other people's, I like to see other people's opinions about it because, in a way, how people went through, I mean, people went through in different shapes and forms. So, I mean, it's difficult. Very difficult. I mean, have I ever had that type of problem before? Yes, I did. Many times. And how I, what I do when that happens like that? Meditate, pray, read the Bible, and stand up and try again. So, well, we're going to go on break. And I will see you guys in a couple minutes, and we're going to continue on going. I'm going to post this on Facebook right now, and I'm going to go on break, and we're going to continue on about this, and I hope we get some callers coming in, please, 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 1-657-383-0357, or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Chica Show, and listen in, and if you want to, you know, ask questions or leave comments or anything, feel free to go to my Facebook page and join in. It's www.facebook.com/groups/Chica Show Block Talk Radio. Well, we're going to listen in to what's going on and we're going to take a break. And I never thought I'd feel this way, And we're back. Thank you. That was a song that was from Star 4, by Leanne Woodrat, 1985. Wow, that's a long time now. But we're gonna continue on about this topic we were talking about. I have recently just went on break. I was posting some questions on Facebook about it, and hopefully I could get some comments and stuff like that. We'll see what people have to say, but I'm not gonna share it on there, so I'm just gonna read it and, try to get some advice and stuff, trying to help out some people and everything. But, we're not alone. I mean, people, we're not alone in this world. I mean, this is like a society of, craziness here. And, majority, here in the United States, divorce is like number one, and and marriage and love life and everything. I mean, it's just pure craziness out there. And what's going on is that, people got different feelings, and man, you just got rejected and everything. But there's a lot of things about that. We'll go on for, when we're on break, I was thinking about something about it. I know, majority of women out there and men are single parents. And some are like bachelors, meaning they're single, they got no kids, they got no kids in life. But, just imagine like a really cute guy, cute, very pretty girl, and you're yourself, got kids, but, majority of them, they don't like it. They don't want to be, responsible for your own kids. That's why you get rejected from that. Which, that's, a very heart, kind of heartbroken, but at the same time, it's like, well, at least I could find someone who could, at least I could find a person who loves kids. Who knows? So, I mean, it's very difficult in times that how we people in the society, how we going through a mess in life, with the divorce, with the dramas and all that stuff, and I mean, dealing with baby mama drama, daddy drama. I mean, that's why we get rejected for that. Because they don't want to deal with baby mama drama. Oh, we want to deal with baby daddy drama. That's why. I mean, it's pretty sad. You don't want to be alone. It's part of life, people. I mean, majority of people who are single right now, they got kids. I mean, they just go on with their lives and stuff. You do. So, I know you can hear me, but my eyes are kind of watery right now. Again, apologize to me about that. But, I mean, any questions or concerns about it? Like I said, just feel free to go to my, page and type in the comments. Type anything you want. I mean, tell us a little story about yourself or what happened to you when that happened. I mean, if you're gay, straight, but pan, whatever you are, how your relationship, how was your relationships, and how you got rejected from it. I mean, that's. I mean, I know it's a heartbroken thing. I mean, to help out, give you support and everything. And I mean, it's the only thing we could do about it. So, permanently, I will do my best to be myself. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to do what I'm going to do in my life, and this is it. If I get rejected, oh, well, I don't care. I really don't care. I mean, this is like my life. So, yeah, this is a society how we have to deal with a lot of crazy stuff. Right now, I think I'm done with this. Basically, as the whole month right now, what I've been talking about, love and relationships and all that stuff. I mean, people, this is serious. When you are engaged or when you're going to be in a big step, and this is a big step, it's called marriage. Okay? Well, I'm going to tell you this. Because, yes, there are rejections in marriage. Brides or grooms, depending who you are, will have cold feet and they will not marry you. And that did happen. Seriously. So, that's got to do a little bit of your homework in this, okay? To prevent that to happen. Because people, marriage is the biggest commitment, okay? You gotta be 100. I mean, not 100%. You gotta make more than that, 110+% sure if you're gonna do this. Because by all means, this is it. Once you put the ring on it, that's it. The party, I mean, basically you're just going to be partying and stuff like that, but you got to, you know, get your husband or you got your wife. Okay? You cannot be a bachelor no more. You're not going to be single. It's not going to be the same. Okay? Because I know, like, last year, I saw this on video on Facebook. And this lady, this couple, they were getting ready to get married. I mean, it was like the time just started. And the bride just recently got a text message from the groom to be, you know, the husband to be, and told her that I'm not going to get married. I mean, she got her dress on. I mean, she spent a lot of money. And that's the main thing about that, about weddings, man. I mean, you spend mad money. And then all of a sudden, the groom or the bride or whoever got cold feet. And it says, nope, I'm not getting married. Look what happened. Food you just ordered was there, the catering. You got all the decorations out. You got everything. What you gonna do? Well, this one bride did. She was posing her own party. And she tie-dyed her wedding dress and she was having a ball. And the food that she had that's supposed to be for the guests and stuff, well, she invited all the homeless people and let them eat. And that was a good generosity what she did. Because why? Because that groom rejected her. And that's the main reason why that happened. the groom rejected her because she didn't want to get married. He got cold feet, and that's the main reason why. And that's sad. But the good thing is, she was having the ball. Look at her maid of honor, her bridesmaids. I mean, they were having the ball. They were throwing, like, tight eyes all over themselves and everything. Well, at least she had her fun. And she will find someone special. Maybe at this time, maybe in the future. You see, that's the type of thing that happened. You got to make sure when you're going to get married, you got to make sure you two, you as a couple, bride and groom, you guys got to make sure that you are meant to be. You know, that's why when you're engaged, that's like the first step. First step is like being in a relationship. Okay, fine. Second step, get engaged. The final step is marriage. And that's marriage is a fun, it's a beautiful thing, but it's not a good thing if you're going to have cold feet. Well, I'm going to see if I can take a quick break right now. I'm going to give you about 5 minutes more. So if you want to listen in, people, it's 657-383-0357. Please call in. If you hear that little woof-woof sound, I have a little cheap microphone. It's a little Fisher Price microphone here. There with me. I got a mic stand, so. And, you know. Just bear with me and everything. I'm going to take a little quick break because my throat's getting a little irritated right now. So, more music to come. So, get on. welcome back. If you have anything to say here, we're talking about rejections and love and stuff like that, and, you know, about, you know, this girl, about the wedding stuff. If you have anything to say, just please call in at 657-383-0357. But anyways, if you have anything to say, just talk, okay? But anyways, I have some news to tell you guys. Recently, right now, since we're live on air, I got accepted at American Broadcasting School. And it's an online school, which, you know, I just like to learn a little more about, you know, being on the radio and stuff. But this is different. This one right here, we're trying to do is a little different. And basically, I have not got rejected, which that's a good news for me. And I basically, the orientation the last orientation I had yesterday was, I think it was a tryout or something to see how well I can handle my voice and how well I can speak as in, you know, in a radio show. And I was so thrilled how people can in life get, you know, when they get rejected, you know, you pray to God. Yes. I seen people commented that on Facebook just now. I have somebody commented that God will never reject you. That is true. If you're listening live air right now, yes, God will not reject you. God will always there be with you no matter what, regardless what you are doing in life. God will always be there on your side. And that happens to you, you feel depressed, read the Bible. Pray, meditate, do something, touch a stone, or talk to a spiritual advisor, or talk to someone out there, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your aunt, everybody in your family, your best friend. Okay? So, let me see. I have one comment in here. I do please thank you so much for, you know, sending me some comments and everything. I mean, it's a blessing to have that. I mean, by all means, God is at your side at all times. But even though with that poor girl that she got cold feet by her groom and stuff, not getting married, you pray. She did. She did the right thing. She celebrated. Let me see here. Just bear with me here, people. I mean, you're just going to take care of this business. Okay. This one girl has mentioned about God. Yes. Yes. Amen to that. I do agree with that. God is always going to be there no matter what. And at all times, I mean, I'm not like, you know, I'm a spiritual person. And even though, like, when you try to try out for something before you get that word rejection, it's kind of like a negative word. People say, yeah, it is a negative word. Yes, it is. And I will say this. God is always at my side. No matter what. And I always love people who support. And it's true. It's true. It's true. And I'm just writing this down. And whoever you are, Miss N, thank you for commenting that, N.A. Yes, Jesus is dying on the cross and worry about the word. Yeah, and God's awesome. I mean, God, Lady, Lord, Lady, you know, God, Goddess, and everything. I mean, just recently, about a couple months ago, you know, there was a group from England called the Pinnacle Drummers. And I just want to be their friends because the way how they are, you know, they drumming is like so awesome. And I leave them good comments. And I want to be their friends. And I hope they don't reject me just because, you know, my heritage, you know, who I am and everything. But it seems like they adore me because I give them good comments to them. So a shout out to my buddies from England, the Pinnacle Drummers. Drum on, drum on. And I hope you guys listening, if you have podcasts, if you recognize my face, you know, it's my profile because I have it on Facebook. And I hope you guys listen to this, listening. I hope you guys come into the United States and drum and, you know, introduce you guys to yourself and everything because you guys are awesome. So I just hope you don't reject this, please. You know, just plan out in the future if you guys want to come to the United States and introduce yourselves and drum on, you know. I mean, you could go anywhere in the United States. It doesn't matter. I mean, you come down here to Texas. You could come down to California, Florida, New York. I mean, big cities out there. I mean, over here in the United States, I mean, yeah, there are pagan people out there and everything, and yeah, there are spiritual people out there. They like to drum. That, you know, Native Americans, I mean, majority of them, they like to, you know, use their drum to, you know, to release the spirits out and everything. But, you know, I don't want to go into too much detail about that. So, anywho, well, we're going to do a little mix here with what we're going to talk about in. We're going to go trending what's going on Facebook. A little news here. Well, first things first, we're going to talk about Miss Celine Dion, the famous singer in Canada. Just passed last week, her husband and her brother passed away of cancer. And she went to a funeral. And I saw a video recently and that poor lady, she went through a lot. I mean, I wrote a comment on her and said, Celine Dion, no matter what, we'll always be at your side. And you always support everybody. We will always support you. I mean, I recently watched, like, videos on Oprah and all that stuff. And, I mean, I'm telling you, it's just like that lady, she's like a wow to me. I mean, a biggest wow. And I do appreciate Celine Dion whenever you're listening. And thank you for everything that you did. I mean, you made people in America, you know, love you so much because you're talented and you're very beautiful and everything. And even though your husband, you know, he was a great man, your brother was a great man, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of a little tearing up, but, you know, Death, you know, me and Death don't get along, so. But, it's very difficult how, you know, you're going through a double death in families. But we're always, here in the United States, we'll always support you no matter what. That's all I have to say. Also, let's talk about the weather. Ooh. People at the Northeast, wherever you are, you listening, my people at the Northeast, y'all know it's supposed to be, you know, y'all know y'all snowed in. Y'all know you're not supposed to be going out. Y'all know that it is really cold. So careful when you're on the roads. So don't get into car accidents and just stay at home, stay warm. And if you got like anything like candles and bottled water, canned foods and stuff, please, please, please make sure you have all those, because if your power goes out, now you know what to do. So, just be aware of that. Right now, y'all know it snowed over there, the big blizzard, and, just stay warm, like I told y'all. Just bear with me and everything. I almost forgot. The full moon just came out. And that's why we had those crazy ties in New Jersey and Baltimore and everything. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah, y'all need to be careful on that one. So, anywho. Also, in Tennessee, there was this guy dressed up in a dinosaur suit, and he started snowplowing like crazy. I mean, those kids were, like, going buck wild and everything. I was like, ooh, dinosaur, wow. That's crazy. But anyways, that was, like, way offhand. Guys, be very careful on the roads. Here in the Northeast, I know we might be hit too, but we don't know when. But pray to God that never happened, please. We're not gonna get that much snow. We're just probably gonna get some ice and stuff. But oh, yeah, this part here about make your own story. There's another popular trend here that I'm just going to let you guys know on Facebook. There's this thing called, it's a stick figure. And let me see here. I'm going to show you a good example. Okay, I just recently got one called Sweden. You know, it's a country, a European country. And it says here, this is Sweden. Sweden has free education from ages 6 to 19. Sweden has free health care, including dental care, to the age of 20. Sweden offers 480 days of parental leave. Sweden's nice. Be like Sweden. I'm like, okay. Tell me about that. Give me your opinions about this Post it on Facebook. You know this is www.facebook.com/groups / Chica Show Blog Talk Radio, and please comment that. I think I'm gonna post that one on there on Facebook show. So comment that. It's kind of weird. This is kind of like new right now. This is 2016. I didn't post that last year, but this is brand new. I have post one too. They say I had an iPhone 6. Like, yeah, right. I don't have one. I wish. But I don't have a 6S, people. Don't think that, this girl, she got an iPhone 6S. Wrong answer. I don't deal with iPhones. I don't deal with Apple. That's not my thing. So, you're out of luck. But yeah, if you got anything to say about this, I'm just going to post right now my group page and everything. Please comment that. This is kind of like way out of like bonkers. This is crazy. This is ridiculous. I mean, come on, people. This is so-and-so. So-and-so got this. So-and-so got rejected. Me like so. Come on. It's funny as hell, but still, comment that, please. I was on YouTube today. And yes, I was, every weekend, I always go to YouTube and watch some crazy videos. Since right now we got like 27 minutes remaining on the show. I was watching this video from, if y'all know Axe the Gangsta, please subscribe him. He's really funny as hell. He's like dressed in red and black sunglasses, and he's like, "Yo, what up? This is Axe the Gangsta." He's funny as hell. He does like pranks, and there's some pranks that went way overboard. Excuse me, but the things that I just saw this last video, I just recently saw today, it was way out of hand. And it was about the little boy who got burned. Axe the Gangsta, if you ever listen to this, I wish I could comment, but I don't know what to say about it. It's just like, I don't know. Some people say it's fake. Some people say it's, to me, I think the next time, if you ever see a situation like that or anything whatsoever on the internet, which, Omegle is, I like that site. It's fun. It's very fun to do. And, you can goof around and, but sometimes people go way out of hand on that. But, I like Omegle. Don't put me wrong. But people go overboard. And especially this video I just recently saw from him. He went to Omegle. And he had saw something that's like way out of hand. A little boy just got burned. He got burns. The house, the condition of the house looks so racially trashy. Whoever the parents are, they're a bunch of buffoons. Okay? They can't even take care of that poor kid with third degree burns. Or you think that this is a joke. This is not a joke. Okay? you don't do that to a child. I mean, I got a 7-year old, okay? And I never do that stuff on him. I do not do that at all, period. I respect my kids. I love my kids so much. But whoever they are, doing such things like that, I hope that someone in the news media will see this, and if they see that, I hope someone will get arrested for that. He shouldn't have reported it. He should get their information, their IP address or something. I mean, but you don't do that to a child. We're going to take a quick break right now. By all means, we're going to continue on with the news and stuff. So, let me go ahead and refresh myself. So, we're going to take a little quick break and everything, okay? All right. Now I feel a little much better. Ooh, refreshing. Like I told you guys earlier about that, but, you know, I do apologize. I mean, yeah, I had to let this out because it's bothering me in a way, but I just had to tell everybody, I had to share this on the air because, I mean, at least that guy that, you know, who did the video, I mean, at least he shared it and told about it, and he was so furious, you know. I mean, it was just like, oh my God, you know what to do. You know, he should call the cops and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, I mean, he should have like got his IP address and get all this information from that person, and yeah, call the police and reported it. I mean, that's the only thing he could do. But I guess he got a little, you know, it's just nerve-wracking for him. So, let's go on. I'll go on here. I guess like people in the Northeast are kind of like Miss Texas here. Yes, Texas is so nice today. I mean, sorry y'all. I mean, people in the Northeast. I mean, don't be jealous. I mean, we might get one too. It's called karma, you know. Karma comes, goes around, comes around. I can't say bad things about people who have snowed in. I mean, it's kind of bad, you know. But nothing really going on here. Everybody just having a good time, you know, people partying. Whatever you do when you're out, please don't drink and drive. And just be safe. And that's all I have to say about it. I mean, there's nothing, you know. I mean, this is like very interesting. Nothing new, nothing old. But people have this thing called this is so and so. Oh my gosh. I'm telling you, the day I just posted about Sweden, everybody's doing this, people's names, and oh my God, this is crazy. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's getting popular. Yeah, I'm telling you, people. So far, right now, the Super Bowl's coming up. Right now, I think today is the AFC or NFC championships, or it's tomorrow, I don't know. I know one of the teams are not sure they're having the game tomorrow or not. I think it's the Charlotte Carolina Panthers and the Arizona Cardinals. I'm not sure they're going to be playing, but if they are, well, that's great. And if not, well, I don't know what's going on now. If they had to postpone and play the other day or something because the snow and ice are very bad out there. So, I'm just going to pray for y'all for that. So, and that's about it about this. I mean, I'm gonna be praying for my friends who's not, you know, there to support. Hope everything goes well on Saturday night. Please be safe and I mean, this is craziness. Just going on Facebook to find some good news here. There's nothing really good. Oh, yeah. By the way, the panda. The panda is the most popular thing ever. That panda loved the snow so much. Lucky that panda, you know, is from China, and China they get snowed in a lot and everything. So. Oh, man. So, yep. People, my advice to y'all, we're in 2016, and We might be doing, people gotta be doing something differently in their lives and everything. And what we're gonna do is, my advice to you, okay, I'm gonna tell you guys this. My advice to you, since we're in January right now and February's coming up, Valentine's Day's coming up and everything, you gotta make sure about this. You're gonna find your true love. That'd be great. But please take your time. Don't rush it. Don't do anything stupid. This lady on I just saw a live video just recently. Don't, when you're in a past relationship, don't let your ex be involved to that. Which is true. She's right. Don't let your ex be involved because you get rejected for that too. You know? It's like, that's another thing about that. But whatever you do, don't ever have to say the EX no more. Their history, it's like a old, dirty, old, dusty, whatever you call it, a book, and it's history. So, that's how it is. People out there, I love you guys. Thanks for listening to the last week's show. I mean, it's kind of hard to do the best I can to do this on your own, but we got a lot of talking to say and a lot of things to do. It's been difficult, but you practicing and. I'm doing pretty well in my school. That's why I'm doing great in school, because of this. I got confidence in myself, and I got, friends to support me, and they say, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. I'm going to do it, no matter what. And they always said, if you fall down, try again. This crawl is like taking baby steps. You start crawling, you take a walk. And then once you get that, you'll be a success person. It's true, y'all. Life can be the best thing ever. You keep it up. You got your best friends out there. I know everybody out there has their own best friends. Just keep it up, y'all. Keep it up. We got 10 minutes remaining here. One quick thing to say. Next week, I might not be on the show. It's kind of hard to say, but there's going to be some changes here. Due to the fact that I'm in school right now and I'm trying to hit the books seriously. And I'm trying to get everything straightened out, and I'm preparing for my future. This will help me a lot. Don't put me wrong. A lot of writing, a lot of thinking, a lot of things, but if you have anything, any topic that you want to talk about, please feel free to go into my webpage. It's www.facebook.com forward slash Breaker Show, Blog Talk Radio. Just invite yourself and feel free to talk, you know, just say something on there, share something to me, or, you know, if you have a topic that, you know, is on your mind that you really want to and if you're interested to be a co-host, I mean, by all means, please do. I mean, I definitely need someone there to, you know, help me out and everything. I mean, I'd be great. I mean, we could have a good show and everything. And I mean, just, you know, the starts and stuff. And the only thing we could do is, you know, as like a team, you know, we could, we can, you know, work this out together. So, by all means, I mean, if you want to be a guest, a co-host, I mean, that would be great. I mean, I want you guys, you know, want to help me out, that's fine. Anyways, we got 7 minutes remaining here. Really got nothing to say about this. This is nothing but pure... The storm is pure madness. Be careful. I'm not into politics, so I'm not going to go on there. So I'm going to skip that part about that. Basically, the Super Bowl is supposed to be in February, the first week in February. So, whoever wins the championships, I wish them the best of luck. I'm not supporting any team, so don't even think about it. You know, who I'm rooting for, who I'm, you know, for. No, nope, I'm not dealing with that. Whoever wins, wins, and, you know, because just because I'm in Texas doesn't mean I support the Dallas Cowboys or the Houston Texans. No, sir, no, ma'am. I'm not into that stuff, so, So don't even think about it. So don't think I'm a hater or anything like that. Nope. So, we're going to go and, we're going to have a, you know, actually we're going to leave for tonight now, so we're going to sign off, and, I'm sorry, I was just like trying to check and see if we have anything else here trending on Facebook, so nothing else happening, so... You guys, I would like to say thank you so much for listening in, and whoever you are, please feel free to listen at any time this week. My show's on podcast. If you ever have podcasts, just listening in. I'll let you guys know on the Facebook group page about the show coming up, if I'm going to have it or not, because my schedule, you know, basically with, you know, the schooling and everything, I mean, I'm not going to be behind and everything. So, you guys, I want to say thank you for everything, and I'm going to end this right now. So, so I wish you guys, you know, best of luck, and I love you guys so much, and keep on listening, commenting or anything on there on Facebook, but I let you guys know what's going on, and I will see you guys around, and if you live in where I'm at, You know who I am. You know where I live. I'll see you guys around and have a good life. And good night. Good luck. God bless. Adios.